Fallout Equestria, Chapter 19, Part 4. We managed to talk about mostly nothing for the rest of the evening. Mostly it was just about the regular day-to-day life in Appaloosa. To me, it was completely mundane. The simple job of keeping shipping records, the work involved in moving from my original apartment into a small house, and the myriad little stories of my interactions with the other ponies in the town. Mundane to me, but practically alien to Starlight. She then threw in her own contrasting stories. While she and her mother had technically had a small house on the edge of a small village near the Dodge City ruins, they had really lived in the burned-out buildings and ancient facilities they scavenged, and the rolling hills and deserts that they had hunted. While my life had been all about societal interaction and paperwork, theirs had been a regular search for survival. Most of our conversation was spent at Pumpkin's place, enjoying a nice dinner, even though we had to speak quietly when discussing certain things. Dazzle approached us at one point with a flirtatious greeting, but Starlight very politely informed her that we needed some privacy. To Dazzle's credit, she accepted it without any arguments and only a little hint of flirting when she promised to catch up with us later. It was getting dark when we returned to our suite again. Sickle had returned, to Dusty's apparent dismay, and he was sitting at the table, his half-finished book set before him. More than a dozen bottles of various types decorated the table, half of which were empty. Dusty himself was nursing a bottle of beer, while Sickle held a large liquor bottle in her hooves. I hoped most of the empty bottles were from her.
"It's still a load of shit,"
Sickle grumbled to him before looking over to us and giving us a sneer.
"Hey, cunts, want a drink?"
Dusty was rolling his eyes, half hidden as he took a tiny sip of his beer.
"Yeah, I'll pass,"
Starlight said, and I shook my head.
"You see?"
Sickle said, looking at Dusty as she gestured our way with her bottle.
"Every pony is a stuck-up, no-fun bitch in this town."
"So you've said,"
Dusty wearily said. Sickle snorted and tilted back her bottle, taking several deep gulps from it, then lowering it again to stare at it.
"This shit ain't half bad."
Starlight, unfortunately, took the bait.
"What is it?" "It's one of the bottles the green bitch sold me,"
Sickle said, looking over the label.
"Something called port. It's weak, but kinda good. Like, it's like wine that isn't shit."
She swung around the bottle, offering it to Starlight.
"Try some." "No thanks. Oh, for fuck's sake,"
Sickle growled, gesturing again with a bottle.
"Stop being such a little chicken shit and take a taste. It ain't like I'm asking you to chug the whole fucking thing."
Starlight glared back at her over the offered bottle before snatching it in her magic.
"Fine,"
she shot back and took a quick swig from the bottle. She lowered it again, opened her mouth to reply, and instead coughed, her eyes widening. She recovered quickly enough, though.
"There, I tried it."
Sickle leaned over the table, crossing her forelegs.
"Yeah? How's it?" "It's okay,"
Starlight said, despite an expression of distaste.
"See?"
Sickle said as she grabbed another bottle.
"That didn't kill you, did it?"
Starlight snorted.
"I prefer things to be a lot better than it didn't kill me."
She held the bottle out to Sickle, but the other mare waved it off.
"Keep it, I've got another."
She bit down on the cork and pulled it out, sending a splash of purple liquid over her snout and neck, then spitting the cork across the room.
"I don't want it,"
Starlight said, still holding it out.
"I don't care, drink it, pour it out, shove it up your ass, whatever."
She licked the liquid from her lips, before tilting back the new bottle, swallowing a couple times, before lowering it again.
"And seriously, lighten the fuck up and have some fun every now and then, instead of obsessing over all your stupid shit. I mean, look at me. I don't give a shit, and I have more fun than all of you cunts combined. More than this whole fucking stuck-up bitch-ass town."
Starlight frowned as she set the bottle on the table.
"What the hell has you so worked up now anyway?"
Dusty groaned, mirroring my own thoughts. I was going to nudge Starlight away from the table, but Sickle spoke first.
"Worked up? Oh, ain't that the fucking word for it? I spent the last 2 days trying to find any stallion worth a damn in this little shit saying of a town, but I couldn't find a single one that wasn't an uptight prude. Just that weird cunt with the cleaning fetish. I mean, I don't give a shit if you're married. Bring your bitch along too, make it a party, but no."
As Sickle took several more deep gulps from her new bottle, Starlight was rolling her eyes.
"Oh, charming as ever, I see,"
Dusty grumbled.
"She's been bitching about this for hours,"
he followed by taking another sip of his drink.
Oh, fuck the both of you. Ain't my fault this town is full of dumbasses. Shit, at least when I was still rolling with my old gang, I could get fucked every night.
She snorted around the neck of the bottle as she took another drink, more fluid running down her neck as she licked her lips.
Shit, more like 3 or 4 times a day. Oh, that was good.
Starlight rolled her eyes.
And maybe ponies don't want to sleep with someone who's been with half the wasteland, or who looks like some pony fed her through a meat grinder. Or maybe they just don't like the idea of knocking up some random stranger. Don't have to worry about that one.
Sickle said, grinning.
I can't have kids.
Starlight's ears perked up in surprise, her expression turning to concern. Seeing the conversation going even further into territory I'd rather avoid, I quickly stepped up to her, speaking quietly.
Maybe we should... Why not?
Starlight asked, oblivious to my concerns. I suppressed a groan.
Cause of this bad boy,
Sickle said, thumping a hoof against her chest over a large puckered scar, one of the larger signs of injuries dotting her body.
Hard to get knocked up when you ain't got a uterus anymore.
Starlight blinked, and I have to admit, I was a little confused as well, and possibly a little concerned at how happily she had just mentioned missing a somewhat significant internal organ.
Wait,
Starlight said, lifting a hoof to point at her.
That's your chest. The uterus is like...
She lowered her hoof, pointing down more towards Sickle's belly. Sickle blinked, then snorted out a laugh.
It's a bullet wound, dumbass. It ain't like it stopped at the skin. Shit, I thought you were smarter than that.
She took another swig and set the bottle down with a thump.
Yeah, so some bitch with a monster fucking rifle shot me in the chest this one time. I didn't have the heavy armor I got now, not that it would have done much. Still got almost halfway to her before I passed out, and woke up the next day all fucked up. Cutter said the bullet went through a lung, stomach, intestines, I think the liver, then the uterus, and finally lodged in the pelvis. I guess none of those cunts thought I'd live, but I showed them. Cutter said I lost the uterus and some of the intestines, but he sewed me up and I was out kicking ass again in a week.
She sat back, taking another draw from the bottle before thumping it down empty.
Oh yeah, we also found out that I was pregnant too. I guess I dodged a fucking bullet on that one.
She blinked, wavered a moment, then started snickering uncontrollably. Everyone else's reactions were much less amused. Dusty grimaced, taking another drink, while Starlight looked at her wide-eyed, her ears pinning back.
That's horrible! Nah,
Sickle said, still snickering.
Sure, it hurt like fuck, and it sucked when I couldn't walk. I nearly beat Crunch to death trying to fuck me with a broken pelvis. Still, wasn't the worst I had.
Starlight drew her head back.
I mean, losing your child,
she said, her voice subdued.
What, that?
Sickle snorted, pushing aside some of the bottles as she fetched a beer.
Like I give a shit? The hell would I want with a kid anyway?
She bit off the cap, spitting it out, and draining half the bottle in one go. She thumped it down onto the table, letting out a bitter laugh.
Shit, I'd probably stomp the little brat to death within a week.
Starlight blanched, weakly repeating,
That's horrible.
Sickle took another drink, looking off into space for a moment. Then she let out another chuckle and touched a hoof to the side of her jaw where the massive scar tissue had left her skin bare.
Nah, actually, this one? That's probably the one that hurt the most. That cunt Char caught me right in the face with a fucking Molotov. I don't know what it is about getting burned, but that shit hurts worse than anything else.
She then grins darkly.
I'm guessing Char agreed with the way that she screamed.
Starlight shuddered, then took up the bottle again and took a quick gulp. She then shuddered again at the taste of alcohol.
Ugh, you've gotta be the most unpleasant pony I've ever met. What?
Sickle said with a snort.
Fuck you, Runt. I'm trying to be nice here. This is you trying to be nice? Yeah.
Sickle gestured to the bottles, knocking several empty ones over.
I'm giving you my booze, sharing some stories, and not stomping any pony's ugly face in.
She grabbed her bottle again, downing the rest of it, and angrily tossing it aside.
Shit, most of the fighting types I've known love scar stories.
Starlight had cocked her head to the side, looking over Sickle more closely. I think she was thinking the same thing that I was at the moment. That, as awkward and aggressive as it may be, this seemed to be Sickle's attempt to be friendly. After a few seconds, Starlight set the bottle onto the table again and pulled out a chair to sit on.
They do, huh? Yeah,
Sickle said with a snort.
Dirt and I shared ours years ago, even if he ain't got shit on me.
She delivered the last part with a grin aimed at him, which he answered with a sigh.
Hell, I've got some good ones traveling with you cunts, too.
Starlight glanced my way, and when I shrugged, prompted Sickle.
Oh?
I reluctantly claimed another chair for myself, as Sickle laughed.
Hell yeah,
she said, grinning.
I think Gutfuck shooting me in the ass is going to be a new favorite.
She then lifted a hoof, thumping the side of her muzzle.
And shit, I get to brag about getting shot in the face with a fucking minigun. How badass is that, huh?
I guess that's kind of impressive, yeah.
Starlight quietly said. Sickle swept a hoof over to gesture at her.
See? Hell, I got a lot of stories.
She grabbed yet another bottle and then, as if an afterthought, offered a beer to me. I accepted it reluctantly, and she sat back, taking a swig, before speaking again. From the amount of alcohol I'd witnessed her drink in the short time since we'd arrived, I was surprised that she wasn't slurring her words.
I've been shot more times than I could count. Most of those are pretty boring, you know, they shoot me, I don't give a fuck because I'm big and tough and drugged out of my mind, you know, that sort of thing.
She started to point out parts of her body as she continued, her hide an illustration of her violent encounters.
Nearly lost my leg to some stallion with a double barrel. Shotguns, they don't do shit against armor, but the stuff I had then didn't cover my legs. Put both barrels into my leg at close range, and you could see the bone and everything, and we didn't have any healing potions, so I couldn't walk on it for weeks. Oh, and that zebra! She had this thing that was like a machete strapped to the end of a pole, and was slippery as fuck. She just kept slashing away and dancing out of range. Cut my thigh open, sliced my lip, and damn near caught me in the throat. She was pretty fucking good.
The tales of violence and injury continued for a good while, interrupted only by Sickle taking another drink. She managed to finish off another two beers and a half-empty bottle of rum before I thought I could detect a faint slurring of her words. And while the subject matter was grotesque, there was something strangely refreshing about Sickle making the attempt to be friendly, however horrific that attempt might have been. I made a point to avoid thinking of who these ponies were that she had been fighting, and it sounded like plenty of her fighting had been with other raiders, but I also knew what raiders did to regular ponies. Eventually, she ran out of stories and she sat there, slowly spinning the empty rum bottle with a hoof.
Okay, come on, I'm out of stories. Someone else go.
When we looked around silently, she groaned.
Sir, your turn. You keep going on like you're hot shit. So you got any good fighting stories?
She frowned, setting the bottle of port down again, and I should note that I was much relieved that she only had the occasional sip, rather than making any attempt to emulate Sickle's prodigious rate of consumption.
I didn't get into many fights before traveling with you, just the raider ambush.
She shook her head.
I don't know, my mom and I took down some big critters when we were hunting. I shot a few feral ghouls too, but that wasn't very impressive. Hunting, huh?
Sickle gave the rum bottle another spin.
What kind of big critters? We took down manticores a couple of times. Mom even let me take the shot once. Probably, oh, a quarter mile? Vaporized its head and got a good amount of caps trading all the meat. Huh.
Sickle mused.
Never fought a manticore before. Not bad.
Starlight slowly smiled.
Are you saying there's something I'm better at than you?
Sickle snorted and laughed, reaching over to give her a shove that almost sent her toppling over.
Yeah, right, Runt. I'm just saying I ain't fought one yet. After, then we'll see. Yeah.
Starlight said, regaining her balance, though her confidence returned quickly enough.
Yeah. Let's see you take one out with one hit and not a scratch.
Sickle snickered, sitting back. Then she looked my way.
How about you? The buggy little super spy got any fun stories?
I smiled. More to keep the mood going than out of any real humor.
Well, not unless you count paperwork and making friends as fun stories. Boring,
Sickle announced. Starlight gave a salute with her bottle.
Well, I thought your friend stories were nice.
I smiled. After a moment, a mischievous look crossed Starlight's expression, and she turned to Dusty.
What about you? A Mareford Ranger must have a few good stories.
Dusty shot her a look, but it was Sickle who replied.
Eh, he's being an uptight cunt today. He's barely said more than, like, three words since I got back. He's just been moaning and bitching about me moaning and bitching.
She turned to him.
Seriously, you need to go out there and get laid or some shit.
Not everyone is obsessed with sex as you are,
Dusty grumbled.
Oh shit! He speaks!
Sickle grinned.
Also, that's a load of shit, Dirt. You've been obsessed with pussy since before we met.
She leaned in, her eyes narrowing a bit, her grin turning predatory.
Except, it's always been one pussy in particular, ain't it?
Dusty glared. That's none of your business.
Yeah, sure.
She then sat back.
But really, get over it and get laid. You could use good fucking.
Some of us don't solve our problems with random sex.
Dusty muttered, and Sickle snorted.
Yeah, some of us are fucking stupid and whine about the same shit for years.
She abruptly turned back to Starlight and myself.
Come on, some pony come up with some other story or some shit, just fucking anything.
Starlight and I exchanged glances as we try to think of anything, and Sickle groans.
Fuck all this. How long are we gonna be in this lame-ass town? Well,
I cautiously said.
We're here for a week, and this is day 3, so we're almost halfway there.
Sickle groaned again.
Shit. Really hope the traitor was carrying more booze. I'm almost out already.
Starlight looked up from the bottle that she was cradling in her forehooves.
You drank all of it already?
Myself, I wasn't at all surprised, given the rate I'd been watching her consume it.
Yeah, just about.
Sickle replied.
I need something to do, but I'm almost out of booze, and I ain't been in a fight all week, and I hadn't had a proper fuck since Spot.
She snorted, huffing lazily at the rum bottle before pausing to pick it up.
Guess I can make do with some of these, but it ain't the same as a real stallion. Not like there are any of those in this lame-ass town.
Starlight's nose scrunched up.
Gross.
Sickle didn't seem to hear her, and she was staring down at the bottle, the hints of a grin forming at the corner of her mouth. I caught the glance over to Dusty. He didn't. Sickle rose up, her forehooves catching Dusty around the chest, and pushed. He toppled backwards with a shout as she drove him down to the floor. An instant later, he was pinned on his back and she straddled him, sitting on his hips.
Damn it, Sickle!
He snapped, shoving uselessly at her chest with his forehooves while his hind legs stuck out awkwardly behind her.
Get off!
Oh, that's the idea,
she said, lips curling back in a leer.
Sickle!
She laughed.
You ain't fucked a Marin over a year, and it was, what, another year before that? And I know you ain't jerked it the whole time that we've been traveling.
She rocked back, very plainly grinding her hips against his.
Shit! Most stallions would explode trying to hold it that long.
Yeah? Well, I'm not most stallions.
Dusty countered, which just made her laugh again.
No shit! Dusty, you need to get laid more than any stallion I've known. And hey, I need some pony to fuck. Works out nicely for the both of us.
She ground her hips again, her grin growing.
Feels like that's a yes.
It's not, and you know it,
Dusty said, his hind legs kicking once as he squirmed.
Hey, it ain't like it'd be the first time that we fucked. You had a lot of fun with it too, even if you like to pretend that you didn't.
I was drunk,
Dusty snapped, shoving at her chest again. She didn't even budge, grinning down at him.
You're drunk now.
He glared, huffing a couple deep breaths before replying.
I am not nearly drunk enough to have sex with you, Sickle.
She chuckled. Dusty grunted and pawed at her body as she leaned back, grinding her hips against his as she snatched up a bottle of whiskey, then leaned over him again, thumping it down onto the floor beside his head. For several seconds, he glared angrily up at her lucid grin, silent except for the heavy breathing. Then, with an irritated snort, he snatched up the bottle.
I fucking hate you sometimes.
Good,
Sickle said as she got up.
I like angry sex.
Dusty snorted again and popped open the bottle. He only got a single gulp down before Sickle grabbed him around the chest and hauled him up, sending a splash of whiskey down his chin.
Damn it, Sickle!
She just laughed, hauling him along into her room and kicking the door shut hard enough that it rebounded open several inches. That left Starlight and I sitting there, very still and silent, with similarly strained expressions. Starlight, as usual, was the one to break the silence.
So, that happened?
She lifted her bottle, taking a quick sip before lowering it again.
Like, right in front of me, and everything. Yeah.
I quietly agreed, having no more useful thoughts in my own to contribute. Not that I was unused to sexually active individuals, I just wasn't quite certain what to think of that particular event. The occasional sound crept out of Sickle's room, mostly the occasional chuckle from her, the shuffling of hooves, or a sound suspiciously like that of a grown stallion being dropped on an ancient bed. Starlight started to rise the bottle again, then thought better of it and set it onto the table. Moments later, the sound of a bed loudly protesting emanated from the room, mixed with the muffled sounds of voices, or maybe grunts. After a few seconds of that, a new sound joined the mix, a deep thump of the bed knocking against the wall. That sound repeated a moment later, and then again. Starlight jumped to her hooves, breathlessly blurting,
"Okay, I'm going to bed. Good night!"
as if it were one long word, and hustled out to her room. I sighed, looking down at the beer I still held, the same one Sickle had first passed me. There was only a little left in it, and I was surprised to find myself, at that moment, a little disappointed at that fact. I finished it off, set it on the table, and went to bed myself. When I entered the room, Starlight had a hoof laid across her head in an attempt to block out the sound of the energetic coupling going on in the other bedroom. The extra wall did rather little to muffle the sound. As I slid into bed, I asked,
"Are you alright? Peachy!"
she grumbled, fidgeting and rolling around a bit before giving up and placing her pillow over her head. I just sighed softly, laying my head down, and tuned out the sound. Starlight struggled to do so for quite a while longer, and she kept shifting around, pawing at her pillow, and generally doing everything except sleeping. I was near to drifting off when she finally started to still. A few seconds later, she murmured,
"Fuck it."
The bed shifted as she moved, then the blankets lifted up, and suddenly Starlight was right there. Her body moved over to mine as she straddled me beneath the blankets. I ended up on my back, her belly and hips brushing against mine. She looked down at me, breathing heavily, her forehooves planted on either side of me.
"I want to have sex,"
she said in what was easily the bluntest and most awkward way I had ever had the subject broached. I found that I had moved my hooves to her chest, supporting her, but also placing a fragile barrier between us. I'd have to admit, the touch of her lower body, without even the faintest attempt to rub against me or otherwise tease, was surprisingly enticing. Despite that, I still had to voice my own concern.
"What happened to not being interested in Maris?"
In the faint monochrome light of her pitbook screen, I couldn't see for sure, but the way her ears twitched back suggested that she was blushing.
"Well, I mean, it's different. You can change stuff like that, so it's not really like being with a mare, right?"
I hesitated. While she looked down at me, the soft coat of her belly brushed against mine with every breath.
"Starlight, changing what I look like won't change anything about who or what I am beneath that."
Her ears flicked back, as if from a flash of embarrassment, but then stood tall again.
"Well, maybe I like what's beneath that too."
After just a moment of consideration, I called up my magic. Starlight squeaked and jerked back as the green fire flashed over my form, stripping away my disguise. Suddenly, her soft belly was brushing against smooth, hard chitin. She blinked away the dazzling flash of light, and once she had looked back, I fixed her with a flat stare.
"You mean this?"
She stared down at me, her eyes slowly moving over the distinctly non-pony form, from the nearly luminescent and featureless blue eyes to the glossy carapace reflecting the green pitbuck light. Then, she pushed forward, slipping past my hooves as her body pressed against mine and mashed her mouth against mine in a clumsy kiss that was far more passionate than it was skilled. She pressed and twisted, showing no sign of hesitation, even when her tongue met sharp teeth. Then, she drew back, ending the kiss as abruptly as it had started, her muzzle just hovering above mine as her eyes darted over my expression. A faint tremble ran through her body, though I couldn't say whether it was from nervousness or excitement. The feeling of affection flowed strong, and she slowly smiled.
"Yeah."
I have to admit, I wasn't sure how to reply, though I didn't need to. She pressed in once more, her muzzle slipped in beside mine to nuzzle affectionately, her body rubbing against mine, and a hoof slid down my smooth side to grab at my hip. It was an interesting night.
Man, all I can say is holy shit, that happens. That actually happened. Now, let's go over to the amazing donators now. Let's forget any of that happens back there. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dospo, Runescythe 9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, Gaggy, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Zach Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, James Dalton, Teal K. Anderson, and TV Killer. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.